今日我哋早上经文是路加福音十九章二十八至四十节。我哋首先用广东话一起读，然后再用英文一起读。
Today's scripture reading is from Luke chapter 19, verses 28 to 40. We will read this together in Cantonese, then in English.
路加福音十九章二十八节，耶稣说完了这话，就在前面走，上耶路撒冷去。将近伯法其和伯大尼，在一座山名叫橄榄山那里，就打发两个门徒说：你们往对面村子里去，进去的时候，必看见一匹驴驹存在那里，是从来没有人骑过的，可以解开牵来。有人问为什么解它，你们就说主要用它。打发的人去了，所遇见的正如耶稣所说的。他们解驴驹的时候，主人问他们说：解驴驹作什么？他们说：主要用它。他们牵到耶稣那里，把自己的衣服搭在上面，扶着耶稣骑上。走的时候，众人把衣服铺在路上。将近耶路撒冷，正下橄榄山的时候，众门徒因所见过的一切异能，都欢乐起来，大声赞美神，说：奉主名来的王，应当称重的。在天上有和平，在至高之处有荣光。众人中有几个法利赛人对耶稣说：夫子，责备你的门徒吧。耶稣说：我告诉你们，若是他们闭口不说，这些石头必要呼叫起来。
Luke chapter 28. And when he had said these things, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he drew near to Bethpage and Bethany, at the mount that is called Olivet, he sent two of his disciples, saying, go into the village in front of you, where on entering you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever yet sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you untying it? You shall say this, the Lord has need of it. So those who were sent went away and found it just as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, why are you untying the colt? And they said, the Lord has need of it. And they brought it to Jesus, and throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. And as he rode along, they spread their cloaks on the road. As he was drawing near, already on the way down the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, teacher, rebuke your disciples. He answered, I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out.
今日程牧师带来的信息是了解耶稣要做的事。
Today's message is given by Pastor Reverend Wilson Chang. The title is Understanding What Jesus Came to Do.
Good morning.
早晨。
This is the Sunday before Easter.
这个是复活节之前的主日。
And for centuries now, the church has spent time observing the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem.
你过去这么多年的历史里面，教会都是用这个礼拜去庆祝耶稣基督凯旋进入耶路撒冷。
And of course, this starts, these are just days before Jesus was crucified.
这个就是耶稣基督被杀之前的几日。
And as you probably know, it's called Palm Sunday.
你都或者知道这个叫做棕树节或者是棕榈节。
And all four gospel accounts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, record for us this event.
在四个福音书，马太、马可、路加、约翰里面都记录了这件事情。
Now, if you noticed, if you've just read the text along with everyone, Luke doesn't mention anything about the palms.
咁如果你有留意到头先所读过嘅经文咧，路加都冇提到话棕树或者棕榈呢个字。
But he does have a lot to say about everything else that occurred.
但系其他嘅事情佢有好多嘢会讲。
If you're familiar with the other gospel accounts, Matthew and Mark talk about the branches.
咁马太马可咧就讲到有树枝
，and John mentions the palm branches。
而约翰福音里边，约翰真系有讲到棕树、棕榈。
So what I'd like to explore with you briefly this morning is what does all this mean？
咁今天早上我想睇讲嘅就系话呢啲系带住咩意思咧
？In other words, why record for us four places？ Why？ Why record for us the waving of palm branches？And the crowd gathering, shouting Hosanna.
咁点解圣经里边记载住呢啲群众去用呢个棕榈去欢迎耶稣基督进入耶路撒冷
？Well, this is how you treated a triumphant entry of a king.
呢个就系话你点样迎接一个凯旋归来嘅王嘅方法。
See, back then, a king went out to battle and defeated his enemies triumphantly, he'd be welcomed home in a similar way.
在以前的时代，当一个王出去打仗赢了回来的时候，这些人就这样迎接他回来。
On the first Palm Sunday in Jerusalem, people welcomed Jesus Christ as king.
在当时耶路撒冷第一个棕树节，就是他们这样迎接耶稣基督，好像一个王这样迎接他来。
And that's what?Palm Sunday means.
这个棕树节的意思就是这样。
It simply means Jesus is king.
意思就是说耶稣基督是王。
Now it's important for us, for you and me, to understand, to see that this is not just some kind of abstract proposition.
但我们很需要知道的就是这个不是单单一个抽象的意义。
Luke's gospel, for purposes of for our sake, for understanding it, can be divided up into thirds, like if you divide up a pie or a cake into three.
咁路加福音里边其实可以将佢分成三大部分，可以将呢个饼切开三份咁样。
And so the first piece of the cake is the first eight chapters, which Luke targets your mind.
第一部分就系首先头嗰八章就系讲到我哋嘅心思。
That's so because it's all about who Jesus is.
因为讲到的就是耶稣基督是哪一个。
In other words, that first part of Luke, the first part of the pie, helps you understand who Jesus is.
这一部分是讲到究竟耶稣基督，帮我们去明白耶稣基督是哪一个。
Then that middle piece of the cake or pie is the middle eight or nine chapters that target the will.
然后中间那八章的经文呢就是讲到我们那个意志。
And actually tells us what it means to follow Jesus.
就讲俾佢哋听，跟随耶稣究竟系咩意思
？In other words, that middle portion, that middle piece of pie, is about following him, discipleship.
就系话我哋点样跟随佢，点样做佢门徒。
The last third, or the last piece of cake of Luke, goes after your heart, the core of your being.
然后最后嘅八章第三部分咧，就系话我哋嗰个中心。
And by that I mean it tells you how to have an existential encounter with Jesus.
就我哋点样喺呢个里边去同耶稣相遇。
It's through understanding what he came to do.
系藉住我哋去点样明白。
And then, engaging your will and emotions.
明白佢嚟做乜嘢，同埋喺你嘅感情上边去同佢去沟通。
And touching the heart, the core of your being.
是接触到你的心，你的中心。
You'll see this on slide two, and David Chan, if you could please shine that up for us. Why is Palm Sunday so important?
你就看到了，我们说中女子为什么这么重要呢？
I guess I'm stating the obvious. You can't know Jesus Christ unless you know him as king.
因为除非你认识佢作为一个王，否则你唔系真系认识耶稣基督。
He can't come into or change or transform your life unless Jesus is your king.
如果耶稣唔系你个王嘅时候咧，你唔能够明白佢究竟系边一个。
You can't even understand who he is unless you understand him as king.
如果你唔认识佢系一个王嘅时候，佢唔能够改变你嘅生命，亦都唔能够明白佢系边一个。
And so let's look together attentively to what this passage is saying concerning three things today.
咁我哋一齐去睇下呢节经文里边讲到三样嘢，我哋要需要明白嘅。
First, Luke is teaching us Jesus is the true king.
第一，路加教我哋耶稣基督系一个真正嘅王。
Secondly,Luke is telling us Jesus is the weak king.
第二就话佢系一个软弱嘅王。
And thirdly, in Luke 19, God through Luke is saying Jesus must be your king.
第三就系话神讲俾我哋听，藉住路加福音十九章教导我哋耶稣一定要系你嘅王。
And so you'll see that on slide three here, as you right before you, he's the true king, the weak king.And he must be your king.
三点，第一就是说他是真正的王，第二他是软弱的王，第三他一定要成为你的王。
And so the question is, how can that happen?
那么问题就是怎样发生呢？
Well, Dave, if you don't mind, if you could go back to verses 37 and 38. And we'll look at
37-38 节。
And I'll read from a bit of a different translation than you have on the board here.I'll read from the New International Version. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices with all the miracles they had seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.
三十七节话，将近耶路撒冷，正下橄榄山的时候，众门徒因所见过的一切异能，都欢乐起来，大声赞美神，说：奉主名来的王是应当称颂的，在天上有和平，在至高之处有荣光。
If you're familiar with the Psalms, you'll probably realize that Luke is quoting, or the people here are quoting Psalm 118 verses 25-26.
咁但其实路加呢度所引述嘅就系嚟自诗篇嘅118章嘅第25-26节。
And if you go back there in the Old Testament, you'll see that this was an acclaim of the Davidic king.
如果你睇翻诗篇嗰个段嘅经文，你睇到其实佢讲述嘅就系话大卫王。
That means all of the Old Testament scriptures looked forward to Messiah.
因为旧约的圣经全部经文都是指向将来要来的尼赛亚。
They look forward to some royal figure who would be in the lineage of David.
一个王由大卫嘅族谱里边出嚟。
And that Messiah who would come in the line of David would put everything right.
嗰位由大卫支派出嚟嘅尼赛亚会将所有错嘅嘢去归正。
And so the crowd, led initially by the disciples in Luke 19, are proclaiming Jesus, not just to be a king, but they are proclaiming him to be the king.
所以呢班由使徒所带领嘅群众，佢哋所宣讲嘅就系话，唔单止耶稣基督系一位王，而系佢系嗰一位王。
The one who would come and put everything right.
嗰位翻嚟将所有错嘅嘢归正嘅。
You see, the crowd is led by the disciples are praising the messianic hero from the Old Testament context alluded to there in Psalm 118.
咁呢个群众所赞美嘅呢位尼赛亚，其实系暗示自嚟自旧约。
Now, for us to understand this passage for us today, it's important to see then and understand Jesus in light of what the Old Testament says about the Messiah.
所以我哋要明白呢段经文嘅时候，我哋首先要明白旧约圣经所讲嘅呢个尼赛亚系边一个。
And to put it practically, this is not just a hope for Jews.
咁喺实际应用上，呢个唔单止系犹太人嘅一个盼望。
In so many of the legendary traditions of the world, if you look through history, look through literature, there's a hero told about that gives humanity hope.
咁喺过去好多世界上嘅历史嘅故事里面都讲到一个传奇嘅人物，一个英雄，佢哋俾佢哋嘅人民有盼望。
And so this proclamation of the king shows us a human hope.
咁呢个宣讲呢个神呢个王俾人有一个盼望。
Again, let me emphasize, it's not just a Jewish hope.
呢个唔单止系犹太人嘅盼望。
The crowd,Here in Luke 19, gets caught up with the disciples praising the Messiah.
咁呢个群众见到犹太门徒去赞美呢个尼赛亚。
Now the crowd, in and of themselves, apart from the disciples, might not have praised Jesus.
咁呢啲群众可能唔系真系去赞美耶稣基督。
But they seem here to be caught up in the excitement, you know, as the disciples led the crowd in praising Jesus.
但佢哋见到呢啲门徒去赞美耶稣基督嘅时候，佢哋都好似被感染咗。
And that would explain because a few days later, the same crowd would shout, "Crucify him! Crucify him!"
但系呢几日喺几日之后咧，呢个同一班嘅群众咧，佢哋都会去呼叫话去钉死佢，钉死佢。
You see the history of human kings, if You're familiar with history is an abysmal one.
咁你睇翻人类嘅历史，一个人类嘅王咧，都系一个好糟糕嘅历史。
Monarchs through history were full of tyranny.
喺历史里边，嗰啲皇室好多时都系专制嘅极权嘅君主。
That's why George Washington didn't want to be king of America.
所以佐治华盛顿唔想成为美国嘅王。
George Washington's thinking was, we don't need a king.
George Washington 当时所想的就是说我们不需要一个王。
And of course, democracy was born with the three equal branches of government which would rule America.
然后民主就诞生了，然后政府三权分立去带领这个美国。
Right, a president would be elected. There's no king or monarch here.
总统咧就系由选举去产生，而唔再有呢个君主嘅制度。
Now, as you and I know, most places in the world today, in the 21st century, they don't have kings.
咁你知道喺廿一世纪，世界上好多嘅地方已经冇王噶啦，皇帝。
And、we think we don't need them.
因为我哋话我哋唔需要佢哋。
Everybody, we say, has the right to decide how.They ought to live.
因为我们每一个人都说我们有权去决定我们怎样生活。
That's why Americans are very comfortable in saying we don't need a monarch. We know what we're doing.
所以美国人说我们不需要君主制度，因为我们知道我们做什么。
We don't need kings. We don't need anyone who should be an authority over us.
我哋唔需要王，唔需要有呢、这个佢哋有呢个权柄去管治我哋。
We have authority over our own lives.
我哋对于我哋嘅生活有我哋自己嘅权柄。
Now with that being said, why then do we pay so much attention? Did you notice we pay so much attention on the few royal families that are left in the world?
如果咁样讲嘅时候，点解我哋咁注意？而家世界上仲有嗰啲嘅皇室嘅成员呢
？We're so attentive to knowing what royalty is up to in their lives.
我哋好留意呢啲皇室嘅成员，佢哋嘅生活上边有啲咩事发生
？So let me ask you, why all the fuss? You know, if we say we don't need kings, why all the fuss about the royal families in the world?
咁既然话我哋唔需要王嘅时候，点解我哋对世界上呢啲嘅皇室嘅成员咁注意佢哋嘅大小嘅事情咧
？Right, royal families have celebrity status.
呢啲嘅皇室嘅成员都好似一啲嘅明星咁样。
The paparazzis go around, go crazy following royalty to put them in the news.
呢啲嘅狗仔队周围嘅去跟踪佢哋，又将佢哋嘅大小嘅事情咧都摆喺新闻上面。
Right, it seems like we all want to know what's the latest with Prince Harry and his wife Meghan.
咁我哋都好似好想去留意到啊，呢个哈利王子同埋佢嘅太太梅根，佢哋究竟发生咩事
？Prince Charles, Prince Andrew, Queen Elizabeth—they're always watched carefully by the media and the general populace.
咁你查理斯王子、安德鲁王子，甚至乎系伊丽莎白皇后吓，大小嘅新闻都会好留意佢哋做啲乜嘢。
And when they travel around the world, people want to see the queen.
咁当佢哋喺世界上面周游各国嘅时候咧，啲人都好想去睇下佢哋。
I read recently in one of Philip Ryken's commentaries, who's president of Wheaton College, his time in Scotland.
咁啊，我最近睇到一个格老师吓，佢喺威顿神学院教书嘅，咁佢讲到一个即系有一个意见。
He was a lot younger then, but he was traveling on a bus.
咁有一次佢喺一个巴士上边。
And it just so happened that the Queen was in Edinburgh.
咁嗰个英国嘅皇后咧，就喺爱丁堡呢个地方。
And so the bus.Was passing by the queen. There was a crowd on the sidewalk, and everybody in a bus got up and shifted to the right where the queen was.
咁咧，你架巴士咧就啱经过嗰个皇后喺嗰个地方，咁啲人喺巴士上面嘅人咧就走晒去巴士嘅右边去想睇下佢。
We all want to know about royalty.
我哋都好想知道皇室成员有啲咩事。
But not only that, stories about Kings, queens, princesses, princesses outsell realistic fiction.
同埋事实上啊，关于皇帝、皇后、王子、公主嗰啲故事咧，比起其他嘅故事更加卖得。
You see, there's two types of fiction: realistic and fantasy.
咁呢个小说嘅故事有分开两种，有一种就系真实嘅，另一种就系幻想嘅故事。
And you can ask your children, they all know about fantasy fiction because it's filled with messianic heroes.
咁你问下细路仔，佢哋都好认识呢啲幻想嘅小说故事，因为佢哋入边好多嘅拯救人嘅英雄。
Those stories are also filled with kings and queens.
呢个故事都有呢个皇帝皇后喺里边。
In fact, in this country, fantasy fiction outsells realistic fiction maybe 30-1.
事实上喺呢个国家里面，呢啲幻想嘅小说咧，比起呢啲真实嘅故事咧，系更加卖得系30-1呢个比例。
Even in places like America, where there's no kings, no queens, we turn people into kings and queens.
纵使喺美国冇皇帝皇后，但我哋将一啲人咧就变成咗皇帝皇后。
When John Fitzgerald Kennedy and his young family moved into the White House in 1960, the press, you know what they labeled his storybook rise in politics? Camelot.
当在1960年，当这个约翰金乃迪和他的年轻的家庭搬入去这个白宫里面的时候，当时的传媒呢报道他的故事就好像一个皇帝，一个哈米洛的总统。
Camelot, if you're familiar with English literature, is the castle and court associated with legendary King Arthur.
咁哈米洛，如果你认识嘅话咧，系以前英国嘅一个故事，就系讲到亚瑟王佢嗰个城堡就系哈米洛。
Christian author C.S. Lewis in a very famous essay puts it like this. He says,
路易斯喺以前就写过一个一个故事就是讲到那些东西。
I know this is tough for Raymond for the quote, but Lewis says, where we are forbidden to honor a king, we will honor millionaires, athletes, film stars, instead, even gangsters.
咁路易斯所提到的所评论到的就是说当我们被禁止去尊崇一个王的时候呢，我们反之会尊崇一些百万富翁，一些运动员，明星，甚至乎是一些的犯罪分子。
Lewis goes on and says, and this is the portion I'd like to highlight, for spiritual nature, like bodily nature, will be served. Deny it food, and it will gobble poison.
然后跟着他说，在一个属灵的本质里面，就好像一个身体的本质，他们一定要去有些东西 去服侍他的。咁当我哋唔能够食一个真正嘅食物嘅时候呢，佢就会连毒嘅嘢都会食咗落肚。
When Lewis says, deny it food, and it will gobble poison. Some of you know what happens if a person is really starving.
路易斯就係话当佢唔可以唔俾嘢佢食嘅时候呢，佢就连毒嘅嘢都会食咗落肚。如果你会好明白当你肚饿嘅时候就係咁样。
If you're really starving,even though your mind tells you one thing, you're going to grab anything, whether it's bad for you or not, and eat it.
当你肚饿的时候呢，纵使你想你不应该吃那样东西，但是你见到纵使是这样东西是坏的时候，你都会吃到它。
It might be poison berries, or it might be poison mushrooms, or whatever. You're just so starved, you're going to eat it. It might kill you.
因为你好肚饿，纵使系有毒嘅蘑菇、有毒嘅草莓，你都会食咗佢。
And what Lewis is saying, spiritual nature like your physical nature will be served. It will be served.
路易斯所讲嘅就系话，属灵嘅层面同埋你身体上面嘅层面都系一样，一定要有啲嘢系喂佢食。
Deny it food, and will gobble poison.
当你唔俾真正食物佢食嘅时候咧，佢就会连毒嘅嘢都会食咗。
And so what is C.S. Lewis saying?
路易斯想讲乜嘢咧
？It's on slide 4, and I think it's right before you. You can tell yourself you don't need a king, but you do.
就系话你可以讲俾你自己听，你唔需要一个王，但系事实上你系需要。
You see, spiritually, you do need a king, a sovereign ruler over you.
一个属灵的层面上面，你真正需要一个王，一个有主权的王去管理你。
That's counterintuitive. We all say, based on our culture, we don't need a king.
好似同我哋所讲嘅都系相违背，因为我哋嘅文化讲你哋听，我哋唔需要一个王。
We're doing fine. We don't need anyone in authority over us.
我哋话我哋做得几好，我哋唔需要有人去管理我哋。
We're our own masters. We're in charge of our own lives.
他说我们都去管我们自己的主人，我们管理我们自己的生命。
But that's not so. We're in denial.
但其实我们是否定着一件事。
For the obvious truth that you know this, you have to live for something.
因为很明显你都知道的，就是说你一定要去为一些东西而去生活。
Something.Someone has to give you meaning in life.
有啲人或者有啲嘢一定要去将一个生命嘅意义去加俾你。
Something has to make you feel my life has significance.
有啲嘢去俾你觉得你嘅生命系重要嘅。
There has to be something you're looking at to enable you to continue to live.
你哋去揾一啲嘢，去望住一啲嘢，以致叫你去继续去生活落去。
I've accomplished this or that, or I'm living for those things or those other things.
你话我成就咗呢样嘢、嗰样嘢，或者我为住呢啲嘢、嗰啲嘢而去生活。
And as you look at that, now you say, my life has some meaning.
当你咁样睇嘅时候，你就可以同自己讲话，你嘅生命系有意义。
I feel like I'm a good person, or I feel like my life has some value.
咁你会觉得啊，我自己嘅生命系有价值。
If you could, David, get the next slide. You have to live for something. That's an obvious truth.
你一定要去为一啲嘢而活，呢个系一个真理。
And whatever you're living for, it does not serve you. You serve it.
无论你为啲乜嘢而活，嗰啲嘢唔系服侍你或者喂养你，而系你去服侍佢。
That's because you're not in control.
因为你唔系有嗰、那个控制权。
Whatever you're living for has authority over you.
无论你为乜嘢而去生活，嗰样嘢都系对你系有主权。
Or to put it in context of Luke 19, you've crowned something that, or you can't live.
就好似路加福音十九章所讲嘅，就系你去让有一啲嘢成为你嘅王，如果唔系，你唔能够生活。
If you want to have meaning in life, you have to live for something.
如果你要生命有意义嘅时候，你一定要为一啲嘢而活。
And whatever you live for to give yourself meaning in life, you have to crown it as king.
而当你为啲嘢而活嘅时候，你就将嗰样嘢成为咗你嘅王。
That thing, that someone is supreme in your life.
嗰样嘢或者嗰个人喺你生命里面成为咗嗰个主宰。
For instance, if you're living for family or your career, they and your success or failure will determine whether you're esteemed or you're a bum.
就好似家庭或者工作咁样，或者事业嗰样嘢，就去决定咗你系咪被人尊重，或者系被人去藐视。
That's how you know, based on what you're basing your life on, how you're successful.
因为呢啲嘢就好似断定咗你系咪一个成功嘅人。
And you've crowned your family in that case, or your career as king.
喺嗰个状况例子里边，你就好似将你嘅家庭或者将你嘅事业去成为咗你嘅王。
And so what happens to your family or your career drives you.
所以无论你嘅家庭或者系你嘅事业里面发生咩事，嗰样嘢都系驱动咗你。
That thing, that someone is in control of your life.
嗰样嘢或者嗰个人就系控制咗你嘅生命。
And if something goes wrong, you melt down.
如果有啲咩唔好嘅嘢发生嘅时候咧，你就好似崩溃咗咁样。
And do you know why?
点解咧
？It's punishing you because you're failing. You're failing it.
因为佢喺度惩罚紧你，系因为你系失败咗。
It's oppressing you.
去压迫紧你。
It's a lord. It's a master because you have crowned it lord of all.
嗰样嘢已经成为咗你嘅主人，因为你将佢成为咗你嘅王。
Parents know that. You know, if you're living for your children, you know, if things go wrong with them, you're devastated.
做父母嘅都好明白。如果你是为了儿女而活，如果他们有什么事发生的时候，你就会觉得很失败。
Because you've crowned them. Everything hinges on them being happy.
因为你已经将他们成为了你的王，你所一切做的事都是为了他们的喜乐。
And that means you're not your own, right? You know that.
就是说你不再是做回你自己了，你都很明白。
Because you don't belong to yourself. You're living for their well-being.
因为你只是为了他们的好处而活，你不再是属于自己。
Again, the list is long and lengthy, which includes so many things, that can enslave us, like politics.
咁呢个例仲有好多好多嘅例子都可以好长，就正如好似政治一样。
But the point is, it doesn't matter what that thing is.
但是想讲嘅重点就是说，无论嗰样嘢系乜嘢，唔紧要。
The principle or the point is whatever you're living for, it does not serve you. You serve it.
无论嗰样嘢系啲乜嘢，嗰样嘢唔系去服侍紧你，反之你系服侍紧嗰样嘢。
That's because you're not just the body. You're a body and a soul.
因为你唔系只系一个身体嘅存在，而系你系身体有灵魂。
And just like Lewis said, your spiritual nature will be served.
又好似路易斯所讲，你嗰个属灵嘅本质系一定要被服侍。
And usually you can tell what you're living for when a crisis occurs, like a pandemic.
通常你都可以睇到究竟你系为咗乜嘢而活，就好似今日咁样，有一个大疫症嘅流行嘅病症。
And so you need to ask yourself, how is that portion of you today, during this crisis, how are you functioning?
好似今日咁样，喺呢个危机嘅里边，你点样去过活呢？
There are not only older stories of kings, queens, princesses that we are so fascinated with.
咁喺好多嘅旧嘅故事讲到皇室皇帝皇后公主皇子。
Just ask your kids. The messianic hero line storyline is alive and well today in cinema.
咁你都可以问你嘅细路仔吓。仲有好多嘅英雄嘅故事，今日都睇到。
Practically every new blockbuster movie is about some messianic hero。
好多大卖嘅电影都讲到一啲嘅拯救人嘅英雄。
How many superhero movies can you make？
咁你仲可以做几多套嘅超级英雄嘅电影呢
？And why all the fuss about these stories that affect us psychologically and culturally？
点解呢啲嘅故事都影，无论喺文化上边，喺心理上边都影响到我哋咧
？Because there's something in us deep down that we suppress。
因为喺我哋心里边有啲嘢我哋压抑咗。
Somewhere in the resources of your memory banks is a trace of this fascination with messianic heroes and kings。
因为我哋嘅心心底里边，我哋都对呢啲英雄拯救者嘅英雄嘅故事都好着迷。
And the Bible tells us clearly, before the fall of humanity and the shattering of the splendid world, the human race stood before a true king.
因为圣经讲俾我哋听，喺呢个人类嘅堕落，呢个世界嘅破落之前，人都系站喺一个王嘅前边。
And the Bible tells us he was a king of absolute glory and splendor.
圣经讲俾我哋听，呢个王系绝对真正嘅荣耀同埋辉煌。
His justice, power, wisdom, compassion, nobility, beauty was like the sun shining in its full strength.
佢嘅公义、权能、佢嘅智慧、佢嘅爱、佢嗰个尊贵、佢嘅荣美，都似一个太阳咁样，系咁闪耀。
But we lost him because we said we're going to be our own savior. We're going to be our own.King，
但我哋失去咗佢，因为我哋话我哋要成为我哋自己嘅救主，我哋要成为我哋自己嘅主，我哋嘅主人。
And therefore, as the biblical storyline goes, we were thrown out of the garden。
然后圣经嘅故事发展落嚟，我哋就系被逐出呢个伊甸园。
We lost that true king。
我哋失去咗呢个真正嘅王。
You know, there's a prophecy in Genesis 3:15, a very familiar verse to us。
咁喺创世纪三章十五节有一个预言，我哋都好熟悉嘅。
But that verse, that prophecy is very cryptic or mysterious.
咁但系呢个预言好似好神秘咁样。
Because evil has come into the world.
呢个邪恶进入咗呢个世界。
And the serpent, or if you want to amplify this, the dragon, his craftiness and deception worked.
咁呢个蛇、古蛇或者系呢个龙。佢嗰、那个欺骗系谎言系进行紧。
Because we know Adam and Eve listened to the crafty serpent。
因为亚当同夏娃都听咗呢个蛇所讲嘅说话。
And they turned away from the mighty, loving king。
佢哋就离开咗呢、这个大能嘅有爱嘅王。
And because we lost that true king, everything in the world is broken.
因为我哋离开失去咗呢个真正嘅王，呢、这个世界就变得破落。
Because we were meant to stand in the presence of the true king.
因为我哋原本嘅意思系应该系站喺呢个真正嘅王嘅前边。
We were made, designed to serve the true king, him alone.
我们被设计是唯独是要服侍这位真正的王。
And everything was perfect in the garden.
在这个伊甸园里面所有东西都很完美。
But as soon as we became our own kings and our own queens, everything in the world broke.
但是当我们成为了我们自己的王的时候，这个世界就去堕落。
That's why there are devastating times, like pandemics.
所以有些时间这个世界是面对着很大的威胁，就好像我们现在疫症的流行一样。
The list is long, right? Tornadoes, earthquakes, wars, death.
又或者是龙卷风，又或者地震，或者战争，死亡。
And as the world was breaking, and as we were being expelled from the garden, there was another part of that prophecy, Genesis 3:15.
咁喺当人被逐出呢个伊甸园，呢个世界变得堕落嘅时候，有另一喺创世纪里边有另一段嘅预言。
That prophecy said someone will come.
呢个预言就系话有一位会嚟。
A descendant of the woman.
一个女人嘅后裔。
And as the man and woman were being thrown out of paradise, the prophecy says, Genesis 3:15, someone will come and will trample on the serpent.
这个女人的后裔要来会伤蛇的头。
And even though he, the hero, would be wounded, he will triumph.
纵使这个英雄会被伤害，但是他最终是会胜利。
I hope you take to heart that phrase, someone will come and will deal with the great serpent.
你好留意呢段嘅说话，就系话有一位会嚟去对付呢个蛇。
He will deal with the dragon of evil and suffering in the world.
佢会嚟对付呢个使到世界系受苦嘅龙。
He will come and be terribly wounded.
佢会嚟会受伤。
And he will suffer, but he will triumph over sin and evil.
他会受苦，但是他会胜过罪，胜过邪恶。
You know, you don't have to be a literary giant to know that that true biblical storyline appears in part in many legendary stories and stories today.
咁呢个圣经嘅故事嘅描述，其实喺好多我哋呢啲好伟大嘅故事都系存在紧。
And we see that, as I've mentioned before, in fantasy books and movies.
我头先都提过啦，呢啲故事都好似喺呢啲嘅幻想嘅小说嘅里边出现。
And that storyline, the true storyline, is the king has come and will come again.
呢个故事就系话佢呢个王已经嚟咗，并且佢会再嚟。
That's the true storyline of the Easter season.
呢个就系复活节真正嘅故事。
Luke puts it well, Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes, who is the king, who comes in the name of the Lord.
路加讲得好啱，就系话和撒那，奉主名来嘅王系应当称颂嘅。
Jesus has come, he's the true king.
耶稣已经嚟咗，佢系嗰个真正嘅王。
We're all looking for a king.
我哋都去揾一个王。
We can't help it, it's in us.We're looking for a king.
我哋好似冇办法，因为呢个系喺我哋内在里边被造嘅时候就已经系咁样。我哋要揾一个王。
We're crowning something presently, as you live out your life, you're crowning something right now.
当你去过你嘅生活嘅时候，你就系将某一啲嘢去成为你嘅王。
We see the one we were meant for in Luke chapter 19.
喺路加福音第十九章，我哋睇到嗰一位我哋。被做嘅时候就应当将佢系成为我哋嘅王嗰位。
And he's riding on a donkey. coming into the city Jerusalem to be slain.
他騎在這個驢驅上面進入耶路撒冷是為要被殺。
You know, if you're like me, you don't want to lose control of your life.
如果你是我的時候，你都會知道我們不想對我們的生命失去了那個控制權。
We get panicky when we lose control.
我們會去很慌張。
And that's why anxiety levels are very high during a crisis like this one.
所以當我們好像當我們面對現在那個危機的時候，我們的憂慮感就很快。
Of course, your stress level might not be as stressful as a healthcare worker in a hospital.
可能你那個那個焦慮好像不會好像在醫院裡面工作的前線人員一樣。
Right, I can imagine the stress level if you're working in the ICU unit, you know, where before you're in charge of two critically ill patients, now you got six.
咁好难想象，如果你系喺呢个深切治疗部，以前面对两个病人，而家你要去照顾六个病人，嗰个焦虑嘅情况系点样
？And you're constantly hearing these code blue alerts.
咁你成日听到话有一个蓝色嘅警告，蓝色嘅警告。
But the point of the matter is everyone's on high alert. Everyone, even the average citizen today, is on high alert.
但事实上，每一个人都好像在高度的戒备一样，纵使是住在外面的人。
Because we all don't know, we all want control, we all don't know how bad things will get.
因为我们每一个人都想有控制权，但是我们没有一个人真正知道这件事发展下去会变成一个几差的状况。
We can't control it. We don't know how things will turn out.
我们控制不到，我们不知道事情发展下去会怎样。
And that's why many of you don't want to commit your lives to follow Jesus Christ.
所以你们很多人都不能够去委身去跟随耶稣基督。
Because you want to keep your options open.
因为你想是有其他的出路。
Because the bottom line is you want to keep control of how you live your life.
因为到底就是说你想有一个控制权去讲到怎样去活你的生活。
That's why you and I wait for the last minute to commit to things so that if something better comes around, we'll commit to that instead.
所以你和我都会留到最后一分钟才决定去向哪一样的卫生。因为在当中那个时间如果有一些更加好的选择出现的时候我们就会去转去那样东西。
But the problem with that kind of panicky thinking is you and I are actually not in control.
但那个问题在哪里呢就是说因为你和我都没有真正控制权。
And that's pretty obvious in a COVID-19 pandemic.
咁更加喺呢个疫情流行嘅时候更加明显啦。
And how it affects our lives.
同埋呢样嘢点样影响我哋嘅生命。
See, only the sovereign Lord, only the King of Kings, the Lord God knows.
因为只有一个真正嘅王，一个万军之主先至真正知道。
I hope you realize this morning that Jesus is not just some warm fuzzy feeling for you.
我希望今朝你明白耶稣基督不是只是一些给你一个很暖暖的感觉的人。
He's not just someone who comes into life and makes your life better.
这个不是只是来到你生命里面让你的生活变得好一点那位。
No, that's true. He is the king.
那个真理就是说他是王。
You must make him your king.
你一定要使他成为你的王。
You see, you're already oppressed. You're already driven. You already are serving something.
你已经被压迫，你已经被驱动去服侍一啲嘢。
I like the way Rebecca Pippert puts it in "Out of the Salt Shaker into the World." She says this.
我好中意一个作家所讲嘅。
Whatever controls you is your Lord. The person who seeks power is controlled by power. The person who seeks acceptance is controlled by the people.He or she wants to please you.
佢话无论有啲乜嘢控制住你，就系你嘅主。嗰个寻求权力嘅人就系被呢个权力控制。嗰个寻求被人接纳嘅人就系被佢所喜欢、所想要嗰个人去控制。
And what Rebecca Pippert is basically saying is you don't control yourself. You're controlled by the Lord of your life.
咁呢个作者所讲嘅就系话你唔系控制紧自己，你系被嗰个你生命嘅主去控制。
And that's where often our where our problems lie.
冇好多时我哋嘅问题就喺呢一度。
It's because the things you've crowned in your life are oppressing you.
因为你将嗰样嘢成为你嘅王，嗰样嘢其实系压迫紧你。
I'll just give you one other example. Why do some people feel so horrible when they gain some weight?
咁好似一个例子就系话，当有啲人去佢嘅体重系增加咗嘅时候，点解佢觉得个心情咁差咧
？Well, maybe you're trying to prove yourself by your appearance.
可能系你想藉住你嘅外表去证明你自己。
In other words, your appearance matters to you so much that if you gain some weight, you're going to feel absolutely horrible.
换句话讲，就系话你嘅外表对你嚟讲系好重要，以致当你你嘅体重增加嘅时候咧，你就会觉得好心情系好差啦。
All the things that are wrong with you are because you're serving things that are oppressing you。
生命里边嘅问题就系因为你服侍紧嗰样嘢，反之其实系压迫紧你。
And that other thing, whatever it is not what you were made to serve.
咁喺无论嗰样嘢系乜嘢，但系我哋唔系被造要去服侍呢啲嘢。
All your problems are coming from that。
你所有嘅问题都系嚟自嗰一度。
The only way to change your life is to know intimately the true King。
唯一能够改变你嘅生命嘅就系话要去个人嘅去认识呢个真正嘅王。
And the true King, Jesus, he's not only just true, he won't oppress you.
这个真正的王不单止因为他是真意，并且他不会压迫你。
He won't oppress you because he's a weak king.
他不会压迫你，因为他是一个软弱的王。
And what do I mean by that?
我想讲的是什么意思呢?
In every single account of Palm Sunday, did you notice there's a lot of emphasis on the fact that he's got to get a donkey? He's got to get a donkey.
你有没有留意到每一个在福音书里面每一次经文提到耶稣进入耶路撒冷的事情，他们都去特别去提到这个驴驹。
And we see this in verse 30 in Luke 19. And Dave, if you could shine up that verse, Jesus is speaking to his disciples.
在刚才看过的第30节，我们看到耶稣怎样跟他的门徒讲说话。
I'll read from the New International Version. Go to the village ahead of you.And as you enter in, you'll find a colt tied there. Again, a colt is of a donkey. The text continues, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you untying it? Say, the Lord needs it. And as they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, why are you untying the colt? They replied, the Lord needs it. And they brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the coat.And put Jesus on it, and he went along.
由三十节嗰度开始，佢话：你哋去对面嘅村里边入去嘅时候咧，就见咗一只驴驹存喺嗰度，系从嚟冇人骑过嘅，咁可以解开。有人问为什么解它，你们就说主要用它。32。佢打发嘅人去咗，所遇见嘅就正如耶稣所讲嘅。佢哋解开驴驹嘅时候，主人问他们说：解驴驹作什么？对呢科，同他们说主要用它。他们牵到耶稣那里，把自己的衣服搭在上边，扶着耶稣骑上。
And so why is all this fuss, this trouble that Jesus goes through to get the colt of a donkey to ride on？
咁点解要？咁大费周章，耶稣要去揾一只驴驹要去骑咧
？Well, one reason is because Jesus wanted to fulfill Scripture. He was always coming under the authority of Scripture.
因为耶稣佢咁样做嘅原因，因为佢要去实现圣经里边所预言嘅。
And many centuries before, in Zechariah 9:9, and this is on slide 6, it says there, "Behold, your king is coming to you."Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foil of a donkey.
咁喺好多世纪之前，撒加利亚嘅预言系咁样讲，佢话：看啊，你的王来到这你这里，他是公义的，并且施行拯救，谦谦和和地骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驹子。
But not only was Jesus coming under the authority of Scripture, to see what's more important here, the paradoxical nature of him riding on a donkey.
唔单止系耶稣要伏喺呢个圣经嘅权柄之下，并且佢嚟到系要去应验咗另一个矛盾嘅地方，就系话佢骑紧嘅系一只驴。
Because back then, no triumphant king comes back from war triumphantly riding on his little animal.
因为喺以前嘅历史里边，一个打胜仗嘅王翻嚟嘅时候咧，佢唔会系骑一只驴翻嚟。
You know, they're always riding on some huge horse.
他们经常回来的时候都是骑着一只很大只的马。
And only a child or a hobbit would ride on a donkey.
那只有小孩或者哈比人才会骑一只驴而已。
But Jesus is deliberately riding in to town, to the city, to die on a donkey.
但耶稣特登就是骑着一只驴进入耶路撒冷去上这个十字架。
And as you heard probably many, many Palm Sunday sermons before, Jesus saying, I'm not coming with the power that the world expects the Messiah to come with.
就好像你以前听过很多中树节的讲道一样，耶稣所讲的就是说，我来到不是要去带着权能要去。
I'm not like all the legends or all the superpower hero movies.
他说我不是好像那些以前的传说的英雄人物或者超级英雄那样。
I didn't come to restore the power or to have Israel gain power, you know, over their enemies.
他说我来到不是要使到以色列再次胜过他的敌人去再次得到权力。
And I didn't come this time to bring judgment presently.
他说今次来不是要将这个审判带来。
I come, says Jesus, to bear judgment.
我来是要负上这个背上这个审判。
I come to go to the cross in weakness to suffer.
我来都是要受苦去上这个十字架。
You see the contrast, the paradox?
你看不看到那个对比矛盾呢
?You see, if Jesus came on a war horse and started destroying some of the Roman strongholds over occupied Palestine, that'd be only a temporary fix.
如果耶稣骑着一只战马来到去打败罗马人再次释放以色列人的时候这个只不过是暂时的解决的办法。
All that would do,would bring maybe a limited amount of freedom for a few people for a few years.
他如果是这样做的时候只能够去给一些人得到一个短时间的自由。
But of course, Jesus' purpose for coming is to take the divine wrath of God, which we deserve because of our sins, because he was sinless, and place it upon himself.
耶稣来到就是要背负了我们的罪，因为他本身是无罪的，他并且是背上承受了神那个愤怒，原本是我们应该要承受。
By riding on the donkey into Jerusalem, Jesus saying, I will bear their deserved punishment for all what they've done against my Father in heaven and against each other.
耶稣骑着驴去进入耶路撒冷，他说他要背负了所有人的罪，那些去得罪了神的人。
Jesus says, I will pay in their place as their substitute.
他说我会代他们去付上这个代价。
For the debt they owe you, O Lord.
那个死是他们去欠了你的。那个债他们欠你的。
And for their mistreatment of one another.
同埋佢哋彼此所对又彼此得罪大家嗰个罪。
You see, someday, the world will be put right, says Jesus.
耶稣话有一日呢个世界会归正。
and evil, sin and death will be destroyed.
罪恶、罪、邪恶、死亡都会唔再有。
But that can only happen based on Jesus' righteous, perfect life and his sacrificial death for those who believe.
是完全是因为耶稣基督那个完全的公义和他的牺牲。
And whether you're a believer or not this morning, you can trust him.
今天早上无论你是不是相信他都好，是不是基督徒都好，你是可以相信他。
Because he will not oppress you.
因为他不会压迫你。
That's why Jesus' words are so helpful now. Do not be afraid. I have overcome the world.
耶稣说你们不要害怕，因为我已经胜过世界。
My friends, don't fear losing control.
各位朋友，我们不要害怕失去控制。
Submit to his kingly rule over you.
顺服在耶稣基督这个王的主权之下。
I know that's hard. We hesitate to do that.
这个是不容易，我们都不是很想这样做。
We want Jesus to come in and to help us, but we don't want to lose authority or control.
我们想耶稣基督入来去帮助我们，但是我们又不想失去我们自己的主权控制。
But the fact is, we already lost authority because you're enslaved to that which you're living for.
但事实上我们其实已经失去了主权，因为我们是为着某些而活。
And so that truth that Jesus is the only king who won't oppress you is very comforting.
所以我们知道耶稣基督是那个唯一的王，他不会压迫你，这个是给我们很大的安慰。
He is your redeemer and friend.
他是你的救主，你的朋友。
He's the king who can really forgive you.
他是那个王，他能够去赦免你。
Let me end by quoting Rebecca Pippert again. She says, He's the only one in the universe who can control us without destroying us.
最后我想再去引用 Rebecca Pippert 所讲的一段的说话。他是宇宙里面唯一一个他能够控制你，但是不会去摧毁你的。
And she concludes by saying this, And the great and joyful paradox is that he makes us more ourselves than ever before.
今天一个好让我们有好喜乐的事情，就是说他令到我们变得更加是我们做回自己。
You see what Rebecca Pippert and other Christians are saying is we were created to be in God's presence.
好像其他的作者所讲，就是说我们被造是要同神一起。
We were made to worship and serve him.
我们被造是要敬拜他，服侍他。
And when you submit to his rule over you, you're on your way to be more complete as a human being.
当你是顺服在他的主权之下的时候，你就是更加成为一个完整的人。
Let's pray.
我们一起祈祷。
Father, thank you for reminding us that the triumphant king has come.
天父，我们感谢你提醒我们这个战胜得胜的王已经来到。
And even though we're full of fear and anxiety presently because of the crisis,
纵使在现在的危机里面，我们有很多的忧虑，很多的担心。
We know that we're not in control.
我们知道我们没有那个控制权。
That you are a king that we must submit under, but you will not oppress us.
你是那个王，我们一定要顺服在你的里面，但是你不会压迫我们。
For you are truly our redeemer and our friend.
你是我们真正的救主，我们的朋友。
O Lord, comfort us now when we need it desperately.
主啊，这个时候我们很需要你，求主你安慰我们。
Give us your peace and wisdom and love.
给我们有平安，给我们智慧，给我们爱。
We ask for your protection. In Jesus' name, amen.
求主你保护我们，奉耶稣基督的名义求，阿门。